This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel bombed at least three homes in Rafah overnight, raising new fears among the more than a million people sheltering in the last refuge on the southern edge of the Gaza Strip that a long-threatened ground assault could be coming. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Displaced Gazan Jamil Abu Houri said the intensification of airstrikes was Israel's way of showing its disdain for a UN Security Council resolution last week, demanding an immediate ceasefire. He fears next stop would be a ground assault on Rafah, which Israel has threatened to carry out, despite pleas from its closest ally, Washington, that this would cause too much harm to civilians. Look at our little ones. Look at our children. Where should we go? Abu Houri said.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. The U.S. State Department does not believe hostage talks with Israel and Hamas are over, spokesman Matthew Miller said on Wednesday.
We're going to continue to try to bridge those differences because we think a ceasefire that secures the release of hostages would be in the interests of the United States, in the interests of Israel, in the interests of the broader region.
Miller also told reporters the State Department felt like a limited military operation in Rafah could take out remaining commanders of the Palestinian militant group Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Talks have restarted aimed at bringing top Israeli officials to Washington to discuss potential military operations in Gaza. That word on Wednesday comes after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had canceled a planned visit this week because he was angry about the U.S. vote on a U.N. ceasefire resolution. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the White House and the Israelis are working on a date that works for both sides.